Good morning, friendship. Good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another chance to be in your presence, God, to wake up this morning, God. You're such a big, strong, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that the plans you have for us, God, good. Hallelujah. Prosperous. Hallelujah. Victorious. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. Put your hands together if you believe that this morning, that his plans are big for you, that they are prosperous for you. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you are. You're mighty. Yes, you are. You're awesome. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hey. My God is big, so strong, and so mighty. My God plans for me goes beyond my wildest dreams. My God is big,
is big,
so strong,
so strong,
so mighty,
so mighty.
My God,
my God
plans for me,
plans for me,
goes beyond,
goes beyond my wildest dreams.
My God,
my
listen
God
to this.
Is good,
it's good,
so good,
so good
to me,
to me.
Everybody raise it up, say it.
So strong, and you're so mighty. My God plans for me goes beyond my wildest dreams.
My God
is good,
is good,
so good,
so good
to me,
to me.
Everybody raise it up, say yeah. Listen to this. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do. Can you help me sing that?
There's nothing my God cannot do.
Think about what you're saying right now.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
Hallelujah. Let's try that with harmony.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
He can raise. Raise
there's
the dead, heal the sick, hallelujah, open doors,
there's nothing my God can do,
heaven and earth adore him, hallelujah,
there's nothing my God cannot do,
come on, let's say that,
there's nothing my God cannot do,
we serve a mighty God, yes we do,
there's nothing my God cannot do,
you're so big and strong, hallelujah,
there's nothing my God cannot do,
there's nothing my God cannot
there's
do.
Nothing my God cannot do.
My God
is big,
so strong,
so strong.
him the things that he can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The human mind can't comprehend the mighty works of his hand. Hallelujah. The plans he has for us. Thank you, Lord God. Good and not of evil. Hallelujah. Hope, God. Hope and a future. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 If you believe that, just go ahead and give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. You declared he's strong. Stronger than any circumstance you face. He's mighty. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Worship you, God. We honor you, God. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, God. You are an awesome God. We stand amazed, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing. Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Give unto me.
Yes. Give unto me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
Yes.
You used to strengthen me.
I don't deserve
your love,
your tender mercy. If not for your
grace, where would I be?
Oh, 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 it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing. Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Give unto me.
Give unto me.
For every valley.
For every valley. You used to strengthen me.
I don't
deserve your love,
your tender
mercy.
If not for your
grace, where would I stand amazed at your glory?
I stand amazed at your glory.
I stand amazed at your strength.
I stand amazed at your
power. I stand amazed at your power.
Oh, amazing.
So amazing.
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 Everybody say,
so amazing.
at your strength. I stand amazed at your power.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yes.
So
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing. Amazing.
For being who you are this morning. Thank you, Lord, because we know there is nobody. There's absolutely nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh Lord. Your name. Your name is strength. Your name is power. A strong tower makes me say, oh Lord, my Lord, how excellent is your name. Strong tower makes me say,
mighty hand.
Nobody
Let me hear you say, everybody, let me hear you say, Lord, there's no one like
nobody
you,
like you, Lord.
Nobody,
nobody like you, Lord.
No, oh, oh, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Lord. My Lord. Hallelujah.
How excellent is your name.
Your name is strength.
A strong tower.
Lord God, we do agree with the song and the singers. Glory to God. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. One songwriter said that he searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody greater. Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you. Glory to God. Father God, we do honor you for this worship experience. Glory to God. We honor you for your presence. Glory to God. For surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of your life. Hallelujah. And we do dwell in your presence even now throughout eternity. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for this segment of the worship experience where we were afforded an opportunity to worship and praise you. We ministered to you in song, glory to God, and even with the instruments, Lord God. And we thank you that as we ministered to you, that you said something to us as way as by means of instructions, by way of encouragement in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we thank you that as we move into this portion of the worship experience where your word is preached, your word is taught, we ask you that you would have mercy upon us, even upon me as I stand to be used by the precious, powerful Holy Spirit in this place today. Holy Spirit, we invite you now to go before the word, to quicken us in our innermost being so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything the word has to share with us in this place today. Holy Spirit, I thank you, and I ask you that as I stand to be used by you, that you do stand up in my body, that you do think with my mind, that you do speak with my mouth, that you do flow through me to say and do everything that Abba, our Father, and Jesus, our Lord and King, desires for us to say and do in this place today. Father God, we thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word today in this place. We thank you that we are blessed. That is, we're empowered to prosper your way as we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Father God, thank you. We do decree and declare that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord in this place. Glory to God. Amen. Surely the Lord is in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is none other than the house of God. The very gateway to heaven. Good to see you, baby. Good to see you. I don't want to sing you out, but so good to see you. Amen. 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 I would call her name, but she might get a little embarrassed. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we're in week number four. Somebody say week number four. I believe week number four. Yeah. On of our teachings entitled, or series entitled, Hushes, You May Sit Down. That's not the title of the series, but Hushes, You May Sit Down. Amen. The title of our series is Healthy and Unhealthy Mindsets and or Attitudes. Somebody say amen. Healthy and unhealthy mindsets or an attitude. Somebody say amen. Let us begin this morning by looking at our three foundational scriptures for this teaching. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7a. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7a. Verse 7a simply says, "For as he can also be said she." Somebody say she. Or the term he is not gender specific, amen, but it speaks to mankind. Somebody say man. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Somebody say, so is he. Or so is mankind. Somebody say man. We've determined from that particular passage that our way of thinking, say way of thinking, determines our quality of life. Well, the way that we think determines the type of lives that we live when we put that thinking into practice. Somebody say amen. Proverbs 27:19 is our second foundational scripture. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, it says, "As in water, face reflects face, so man's heart," somebody say man's, or mankind's heart, "revealed the man." Amen. What comes out of the heart reveals the man. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we know what's in your heart or in your thinking by what you say. Well, there's good thinking or bad thinking. Somebody say amen. And we know that we can see also what you're thinking by how you live or what you do. Somebody say amen. What's in your heart is reflected, or what's in our hearts is reflected in our living. And I just thought about and just shake my head at some things that I see. Amen. It tells me that we, not y'all, but we need to change in a lot of areas. Amen. Somebody say amen. Well, somebody might think that they are right the way that they are. If you're all right the way that you are, if your behavior is evil, harmful, or hurtful, you won't change until such time as you see that as a negative opposed to a positive. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So the man's heart is reflected, or mankind's heart is reflected in our living. Somebody say amen. Or how we live. Amen. 3 John 2. Yeah. Amen. If you ever want to prosper, your soul has to prosper. If you ever want to live successfully or have successful living or succeed in reaching whatever you desire to do, hopefully those are good goals, your soul has to prosper. Somebody say prosper. Your soul, your thinking, the way that you think, feel, has to reach what you desire to think or feel before your actions line up with what you desire to think and feel. Does that make sense to you? I think I want to be a millionaire. My actions need to line up with me being a millionaire. Savings, investing, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. I think I want to be a good husband. I need to seek those things which are conducive to me being a good husband. Amen. And I probably want to start with the word of the Lord. Amen. I think I want to grow in my personal self. Somebody say personal self. I need to seek the material that will help me to grow personally. Amen. Somebody say, personally. I want to grow spiritually. Somebody say, spiritually. I need to seek the material that I need and implant that material in me so that I can grow spiritually. Amen. Somebody say, amen. So there has to be an action that lines up with your goal or your thinking or what you desire to be. Somebody say, amen. I can think all day long that I want to be something. And if I don't have any corresponding actions to go along with what I'm thinking I want to be, I'll never get to be that thing. Somebody say, amen. I want to be a doctor, amen. Just wanting to be a doctor won't get me degree in medicine. Somebody say, amen. There must be some corresponding actions that go along with the thinking. Somebody say, amen. Oh, the writer John writes, beloved, I pray. Somebody say, pray. One translation say, I wish. Somebody say, wish. I wish that you may prosper. The opportunity is there. The possibility is there. But the action must go along with what you wish or think or may. Somebody say, may. I pray that you may prosper in what? All things. Somebody say, all things. God's desire is for us to be prosperous in all things that are good. God's desire for us, glory to God, is to be prosperous in every area of our lives. And somebody say, well, I'm having some problems prospering in my marriage. Maybe your mind needs to change as it relates to your role in marriage. Somebody say, man, love, I pray that you may prosper in all things. I hear you, Lord. And being healthy. I want to be healthy, but I keep eating everything that I see, amen. Too much sugar, too many starches, but I want to be healthy, amen. There has to be some corresponding action with that desire to be healthy. Somebody say, amen. I might have to push back a little bit, amen. I might have to stop eating too many carbs, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to be healthy. I might need to exercise. Somebody say, amen. There must be some corresponding actions. Somebody say, amen, with that desire for what I want to be. I want to be one of the best preachers in the world. There's got to be some corresponding action. Somebody say, man, I got to spend some time with the Lord. I got to spend some time in the Word. I got to spend some time reading extra biblical material. I got to spend some time reading things that's going to grow me in my vocabulary, grow me in my way of thinking. Somebody say, man, I even got to see what y'all are doing because I have to be able to address what's going on with us. Somebody say, what's going on? Amen, amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. And be in health, how? Just as or just like your soul prospers. Amen. If you want to be successful in every area of your life, you must think success and put the corresponding actions to successful thinking in order to achieve success. Somebody say, amen. Last week, amen, amen. Last week, we began to talk about thoughts. Or thinking, or thoughts on thinking, learning, and customs. Somebody say amen. We talked about the fact that with every attitude, or every set of way of thinking, every mindset, every fixed way of thinking that we practice leads to some type of result or outcome in our lives. Somebody say amen. If you don't believe me, just think what you or take a look at what you're thinking and look at your actions and see if they don't correspond, amen. And when you practice anything long enough, it's like planting and watering. There will be a consequence or a result or an outcome. Somebody say amen. We talked about the fact that our environment, if you think about that, our environment impacts the way that we think. Also impacts the way that we behave. Somebody say amen. I told you last week that the Lord would have me do dreams to go all the way back on what I thought about or my major thinking before I was impacted in some cases even contaminated or toxified by my environment. Amen. And when I went back and began to think like he desired me to, I saw that I was basically education-oriented. Somebody say amen. But I got off track. allowed my environment to derail my thinking, at least temporarily. Somebody say, man, just because you are derailed in your thinking temporarily means temporarily, amen, doesn't mean that you can't get back on the right track and begin to work on what your major thoughts that were good prior to derailing or prior to your thoughts being derailing, amen. And we talked about some other things that the Lord would have us to talk about, even a little bit on customs. Somebody say customs, or the way that we behave, or the way that we act regularly. Somebody say amen. And we determined that our actions, say our actions, according to the scriptures, not only impact us, but it impacts our children and our children's children, if you will. Somebody say amen. God put before us life and death, and he told us to choose what? Life. So that our what? Children may live. Take a look at some of these environments that we see. And we see children dying at an expressly quick, fast, and a hurry rate, amen. Maybe it's due to their examples. We talk about babies raising babies. Babies raising babies, environments raising babies, etc., etc. Maybe it's what we see, scenery, or what we hear or see practiced on a regular basis, amen. That's causing some of our children not to live, amen. So what we think shows up in our actions, and we need to take some time and think about what we're thinking, take some time and look at what we're doing. So if our thinking needs to be reoriented or readjusted or changed, if you will, we can make those changes. So we can have a positive impact children, and if there's some bad way of thinking, negative way of thinking, that's impacting our children. The children are changing, their children are changing. Amen. By the time that they come on the scene, or our children's children come on the scene, they will see more positive. Y'all listening to me? They will hear more positive. I remember hearing, and I'm off script, but I'm following the Holy Spirit. I remember hearing a great deal of my life that I wasn't going to ever be anything. You're going to never be nothing. For a short time in my life, I believed that. Because that's what I heard on a regular basis. Seeds are real. I remember hearing for a time that I was going to be a doctor. Positive. And I thought that's what I was going to be, and I started working toward that direction. I started by going to paramedic school. I believe that's what I wanted to be. Then one day, it grabbed me that I never really wanted to be a doctor. Somebody planted that seed, and they watered it consistently. I say all the time, if I had it like to do all over again, I'd probably be a professor in a university somewhere. Professor, I mean teaching, that's what I'd like. Even when I was first called to preach, I would be around preaching all the time. But when I went home, the first thing I did was turn on teaching. Because teaching was what impacted me in a great way. Somebody said in a great way. I like learning. I still like learning. If you follow me during my study time, you'll see me looking up word after word after word. If one word developed me into looking at another word, I look them up. I like learning. Now my wife has educated me as it relates to Google. Yeah, there are not many questions that I can't get answered. I'll ask Google, and if they don't give me the right response, it means I need to change the way that I ask the question, amen. Because Google has an answer, amen. I might not want to hear what Google has to say. Even when I forget scripture, I just put in a piece of the scripture in Google, and Google find that scripture for me. Somebody say amen. There's no good reason why we shouldn't learn or change things. Okay, there's no good reason why we shouldn't find the material that we need to make change, because the material is out there. I was making the point that seeds are real. Seeds are real, so we got to be careful what we say. Or, now we often take that phrase, be careful what we say, in a negative sense, amen. We can be careful what we say positively. We can be careful to say the right thing. We can be careful to plant the right. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. Let's translate that. Don't worry. Amen. We can be careful to say the right thing. We can be careful to plant the right thought. We can be careful to plant the right seed. We can be careful to plant the right teachings based upon the actions that you're looking for. Amen. To do those things. Somebody say amen. I think I closed on Michael Jackson. Gonna make a change. Somebody say make a change. Starting with the man in the mirror. Start with the man in the mirror. I believe in change. Somebody say amen. Amen. I believe in change. Because I believe in change, I expect change. Because I will change, I expect others to change. But what I do know is you have to have the right material. You have to hear the right things, see the right things in order for change to take place. If I had a ministry, my ministry would be about change. L.F. Huggins Jr. Ministry. Transform living through transformed thinking. Transform living through transformed thinking. Somebody say amen. So we started last week on thoughts, on thinking, learning, and customs. We're going to pick up on that subject. We'll call it part number two. Somebody say part number two. On thoughts, on thinking, learning, and customs. Somebody say customs. I want to start by talking about predisposed thinking. Somebody say predisposed thinking. Somebody say predisposed thinking. Amen. The term predisposed is defined as to give an inclination or tendency beforehand. To give an inclination or tendency beforehand. You already know how you're going to respond before you even hear what's said. Because you're predisposed in your thinking. Erica, you already know you're going to be defensive, whatever Dante might say, because you're predisposed to think that way. Somebody say amen. I already know negative response because I'm predisposed to think negative, amen. I might hear something that's very good, but I can take some negative out of it because I'm predisposed in or to thinking that way, amen. Predisposed thinking. Somebody say predisposed thinking. I think the same way or think through things the same way in every situation. I think the same way or through things the same way in every situation, amen. I don't have room for new thinking in situations because I'm already predisposed in my thinking. Am I talking to the right house? I don't have room for new thinking because I'm already predisposed as it relates to every situation. Somebody say amen. Predisposed thinking can be good, surely, or predisposed thinking could be bad. I predisposed Ed was wrong before he even did, showed me what he did was right, amen. I processed what he did out of that kind of thinking. Somebody say amen. Predisposed thinking, glory to God, predisposed thinking can keep us from thinking through any new situation in a new way. Because we're already predisposed to think the way we're thinking, amen. Let me tell you a few things about predisposed thinking, amen. Number one, predisposed thinking can hinder us from hearing what a person is really saying to us. Predisposed thinking can hinder us from hearing what a person is really saying to us. He ain't got nothing to say. You already thinking that. He ain't got nothing to say. He ain't got that blame thing, and sometimes you use stronger terminology. He ain't got a that blame thing to say. So when I say something that's meaningful, when I say something that's good, you've already determined that I ain't got nothing to say that's good, so you don't even receive what I'm saying. So you've been hearing it from the good word that I share, amen. you've been hindered from the good thought that I have to share because you already think. Or you already think. I ain't going to say nothing that equals man. Predisposed. Somebody say predisposed. Predisposed thinking can hinder us from hearing what a person is really saying. Amen. I already know what he or she's going to say. Our minds are closed to hearing what the person is really saying. Predisposed thinking. Predisposed thinking, number two, predisposed thinking can hinder us from receiving new concepts or new ideas that could change the quality of our lives for good. Amen. Predisposed. Somebody say predisposed. Predisposed thinking can hinder us from receiving new concepts or new ideas that could change the quality of our lives. Amen. I already know everything there is to know about that subject. So he can't tell me nothing. I already know. So I become closed-minded and close out any new learning that can come on the subject because I already know everything there is to know about it. Been there, did that, got the t-shirt. Can't tell me, you know what you say, nothing. Somebody said, man, if we think that we already know everything there is to know on a subject, it leaves us no room for growth on the subject. I think I'll say that again. If we think that we already know everything there is to know on a subject, it leaves us no room for growth on the subject. I like you. You're open-minded. Even though you know a lot about the Bible, you'll listen to something else. Even though you think, even though you know the translation to a particular passage, you will entertain something else that's said. Because you're open to receiving something new on the subject, amen. Does that make sense to you? If we think that we already know everything, I know everything there is to know about salvation. Pastor can't tell me nothing about salvation. Your mind is closed to me helping you on the subject of salvation. I can tell you that salvation really means change, amen. But because you think you know what all salvation means, you won't even receive that. I need to read it again. If we think that we already know everything there is to know on a subject, it leaves us no room for growth on the subject. My wife tries to tell me things all the time, and I try to finish a sentence before she gets through the sentence. That means I missed what she had to say, amen. And a lot of times I do that because I think I know it already, amen. Or I think I know what she's about. My mic has died. You didn't get a chance to finish what I had to say. You ain't no mind reader, Lorenzo Huggins Jr., amen. I could have learned something new, but I shut it out with my big mouth. Somebody say amen. Terrica, if we think that we already know everything there is to know on a subject, if you think you know everything there is about law, yeah, okay, leave you alone. Okay, if you think you know everything there is to know about law, can't nobody tell you a dead. You've closed the door on learning about law. I try to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. If you think that you already know everything that there is to know on the subject, it leaves us no room for growth on the subject. My wife will probably say by now, I got it. We got it. Amen. When we think, somebody say, when we think. When we think we already know everything there is to know on a subject, we close the door to further learning on the subject. I already know it all. I can't learn no more on the subject. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So predisposed thinking can hinder us from hearing what a person is really saying to us. Predisposed thinking can hinder us from receiving, somebody say receiving, receiving new concepts or new ideas that could change the quality of our lives for good, amen. Somebody say amen. So predisposed thinking can be a hindrance if you are predisposed in a way where you won't let anything new come in. Somebody say amen. Is this helping anybody? Let's jump over some of these other thoughts that I have. Let's jump here. This would be 14 if I was going down the list correctly, but it's going to be, I think, number 4 for today. Amen. My goodness, I hear that, Holy Spirit. Here's number, is this number 4? Anybody keeping up with me? Where there is no reformation, there is no true repentance. Where there's no reformation, I could tell you no change, but I want to give you the definition of the word today, of the words today, so that you can hear and possibly hear yourself where you need to hear yourself. Where there is no reformation, there is no true repentance. Somebody say true repentance. Check this out. Go to Matthew chapter 9, verse number 13b. I want you to wipe away everything that you know about this particular chapter, if you will. And I want you to hear surfacely or in the purest way of hearing what Jesus said. We'll hear what I'm getting ready to read and think he's talking about unsaved folks, and he could be. But he said something that was very heavy to me, amen. The Lord took me here this week because he wanted to teach me something. The B portion. Jesus said, for I did not come to what? Call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Somebody say amen. Let's make that simple. I did not come to call the people that are doing everything right to repent. I think if you're doing everything righteously, if you're doing everything right, if you're doing everything the way you know it's supposed to be done, according to the scriptures, or even according to what's right, he didn't come to bother you. Yeah, I mean, you don't need change if you're doing everything that's right. If all your thinking is right, Dante, you don't need to change the way you think. If all your actions line up with what is righteous, you don't need to change nothing, amen. So if you already got it all together, if you're already walking on the straight and narrow with no slips, no falls, no fall downs, if you will, he ain't come to talk to you. But if you got some issues, some sin issues, amen. If you do some things wrong, amen. If some of your thinking is wrong, he came to holler at you. He came to holler at you. So God's hollering at all of us this morning, amen. So he says, why did I come to call the righteous, but sinners to what? To repentance or to change. Somebody say change. Oftentimes in the church, we think repentance simply means to ask for forgiveness. But from the Greek perspective, repentance means a little bit more than that. I can do something, the wrong thing, over and over again, ask for forgiveness, and God will forgive me, amen. But I can cease to ask for forgiveness in that area over and over again if I repent. Or change my actions in those areas. Some things I still, my God, have to ask God for forgiveness. For sometimes I be embarrassed. Because I need to work. Somebody say work. Along with him to change those things, amen. But there's some things I don't have to ask forgiveness for anymore because, you know, I ceased to do some of those things. If you would have saw me in the beginning of my walk with the Lord, I looked like a crippled man in the spirit, amen. I might have looked like a paralytic in the spirit, amen. Because so many things, I had so many hang-ups, Michael. But as I grew in the word, grew in the Lord, I dropped some of those hang-ups. My sister-in-law used to say, God didn't call us to be perfect. He called us to be perfected. So I've been perfected, matured in some areas. Somebody say amen. So if you got everything right, if you're doing everything right, Freddy, you don't need to hear this word, amen. But if you got some hang-ups, he was hung up for our hang-ups, amen. If you got some hang-ups, you need to hear the rest of what I got to say, amen. Yeah, I'm talking to the right house. Amen. I like that. He was hung up while I hang. So where there's no reformation, there is no true repentance. The word repentance, from the Greek perspective, is defined as compunction or a feeling of uneasiness or regret for wrongdoing, including reformation. I'll read that again because some of y'all was talking. The word repentance from the Greek perspective means or is defined as compunction or feeling uneasy or feeling regret for doing wrong, including reformation. I feel so bad about that wrong thing that I did until I work at turning or changing. Somebody say amen. I cussed Vicky out for the last time. I feel so bad about it. That ain't all I feel. Amen. I cussed Vicky out for the last time. This is for teaching purposes only, because I don't cuss my wife out. I don't cuss. I didn't say curse. Cuss. She's so intellectually astute until she don't need to hear that kind of talking to understand. Amen. Yeah. If you want to turn me off, cuss me out when you communicate with me. The first curse word, I turn you off. Because you're saying to me, you think I'm so stupid, I don't understand unless you curse. I'm not that stupid. You might say some words that I don't understand. I carry an iPhone, amen, with a dictionary on it. So if you say something to me that I don't understand, guess what? I click on that. And my wife and I, you listen to the news sometimes. CNN News. That's what I listen to, CNN. We listen to all of them. We listen to CNN News sometimes, and sometimes the anchor person will say something that we've never heard before. She can't beat me getting to the phone. Or I can't beat her, because we want to understand what they're talking about. So you don't have to communicate with me with the MFs and the SOBs and all that kind of stuff. Because I think I'm intelligent enough to understand without that. So somebody say amen. So, I'm not going to get as far as I thought it was today. Repentance from the Greek perspective is defined as compunction. Why you keep reading it? Because I want you to get it, amen. Or a feeling of uneasiness or regret for doing wrong, including reformation. Somebody said reformation. You know, years ago the church was so wrong until the church had to be reformed. Yeah, okay, let me give you some definitions of reformation. Reformation. The word reformation or reforming is defined as one. This is good. To put or change into an improved form or condition. Amen. If you change, guess what? If you change for the better, you should be in a improved state, if you will. Somebody say amen. If I change my vocabulary in a good way, my vocabulary should be improved. Amen. I should know more words to use when communicating. Somebody say amen. So if I change for the good, my way of doing what I was doing has improved. Does that make sense to you? They tell me sometimes I talk too much. And I used to say I talk for a living. I don't say that no more. Because the real deal is I might talk too much. They tell me sometimes you just don't know what to say. And I used to say, I say what I'm thinking. I don't say what I'm thinking anymore. Because sometimes what I'm thinking might hurt somebody. Sometimes I can pull back on what I'm thinking. They tell me sometimes you just don't know what to say. Well, I do know what to say. And I used to say, I say what I want to say because that's what I want to say, amen. I don't always say that anymore, amen. I've improved in those areas of just saying what I want to say, just saying things to hurt people, and just saying what I think, amen. I've learned how to pull back. Amen. You know, some of us think it's a good thing when people say, they say what's up on their mind. That ain't no good thing. Yeah, it's according to what's on your mind. I told y'all this before, I tell you again. If I said everything was on my mind, you might question whether or not I've been called to preach. I cuss better than most of y'all. I can talk about your parents probably better than most of y'all, amen. He ain't been changed at all. Yeah. Y'all bothered my time, didn't you? If I said everything that I thought, you might question a lot of things about me. But I understand that I can control what I say. The Bible says that the tongue is uncontrollable. But if I can control my thinking, I can tell you what come out of my mouth. Okay, I'll talk about me. I've grown to a place I don't want to do that. That's a precious piece. That's a precious woman to me, amen. I've grown to the place I don't want to say nothing to hurt her, and you better be careful not to hurt her, amen. Because I haven't given up my right to defend her, amen. She steps up, I can handle it. No, I'm going to handle this one for you, amen. That's the truth. I hear Fred out there talking about, I got this, amen. There's more than one way to get it, Fred. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So number one, the word reformation means to put a change into an improved form or condition. Number two, it means to amend. Somebody say amend. It means to amend or improve by change of form or removal of faults or abuses. When you've changed as it relates to faults or abuses, that means you've moved away from those faults. You've moved away from those abuses. Most folks, when they think about abuse, they think about this. But this thing right here, you can knock me upside my head three times, and I might heal from that quickly, amen. But you can say some things to me, it might take me a lifetime to get over, amen. But your abusive self. So if you're reformed in that area, Cassandra, you've moved away from that form of abuse that you do here. Or if you are reformed in the area of your faults, you move away. You've identified it and you've moved away from that. Am I talking to the right house? Number three, because my time is almost up, but I got one more thing I need to tell you. Number three. The term reformation or reforming is defined as to put an evil away by reinforcing or introducing a better method of course of action. If I know I'm operating in some type of evil, I don't know what I've got written down here, but I know what it ought to be. If I know I'm operating in evil in an area, I need to tell you this, all sin is evil. All sin is evil. I've given you the simplest the definition of evil that I know to give you. The term evil means to hurt or harm. If I'm operating in some type of evil that hurts me, if I'm operating in some type of evil that hurts you, when I'm reformed in that area, it simply means I put that evil away. Does that make sense to you? Number four. The term reformation or reforming means to... What in the world? It means to induce or cause to abandon evil ways. Amen. When I reform from evil, it simply means... It's bad when you can't reach your own hand right now, man. When I reform from evil, it simply means I moved away from that. Somebody say, man, God's plan for us is good and not evil. All of us ought to be working on moving away from any evil practices or thinking that we have. If we're thinking maliciously, we need to be moving away from that. It's one thing to defend, but it's another thing to be malicious. I'm planning in my mind how I can mess somebody up. Trip them up, mess them up, cause them to go down, cause them to go backwards, cause them to stumble. That's malicious thinking. If I'm thinking good, I'm thinking on how I can benefit that person in a good way. I'm thinking about how I can promote that person in a good way. Somebody say amen. Get back, baby. That's malicious. Come on, get that person back, amen. That's malicious. Somebody say amen. So if there's no reformation, there's no repentance. The Bible says godly sorrow leads to what? Repentance. Amen. One more thing real quickly. What is this, number 5? Number 15 on my paper, amen, which means I cheated you out a lot of them, amen. Somebody say amen. Which one you want me to do, Lord? Okay, number 16. Listen to this. If I am to change, there must be a desire for change. If I am to change, there must be what? A desire to change. Number one, I must first see a need for change. I must first see a need for change. Most folks don't change because they don't see a need for it. They've been getting along all right like they are. Folks been accepting them the way that they are, even if their behavior is somewhat jacked up. But if I don't see a need to change, I don't change. Somebody say, I don't change. If I am to change, there must be a desire for change. Number one, I must first see a need for change. This is the way I determine whether or not I need to change. I look at the outcome. Or the result, R-E-S-U-L-T, or the consequences that I'm getting from a particular action. If I'm not getting the results, the consequences, or the outcome I want from the action that I'm presently operating in, I know I need to change. Because I know I need to change, I need to find out the desired consequence or result that I'm looking for. And then I need to find out the thinking and the action that goes along with that, amen. So if I see that I'm not saving any money and I want money saved, this is simple. I determine first that I need to save. Secondly, I begin to save so that I can have something saved. See how simple that is? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Here's the point again. If I am to change, yes, sir, I'll do that. If I am to change, there must be a desire to change. One, I must first see a need to change. Two, I must determine the desired result. I don't know why I can't say that word. R-E-S-U-L-T. Somebody say it for me again. Result. Did I do good? Amen. I must determine the desired result of what I want, or what I want change to look like. If I'm going to change, I must determine the desired result or what I want change to look like for me. I don't want to be 250 pounds no more. I need to see what 240 pounds look like. So I probably need to go and get an old picture of me when I was 240 pounds. Amen. Stick that picture on the refrigerator. So every time I go in there to try to gain a pound, I'll see that picture. Oh, this is what I'm working at. I have a picture or a vision in my mind what I'm working at, amen. And I work toward that by adjusting my behaviors in certain areas. Does that make sense? Number three, from this particular point. If I'm to change, there must be a desire for change. I must first see a need for change. I must determine the desired result or what I want change to look like. What I want change to look like. So what I want it to look like. You might never see this well, but if 25 out of 24 people come to you about a certain behavior that you're displaying and tell you that it's hurtful, harmful to them, you might want to look at that. You might want to look at that. Like I talk too much? Like I say anything? Well, that's how you say about me, baby. If I'm thinking it's going to come out. I had to look at that. Every time I saw Erica, I'm hurting her feelings. Every time I saw my daughter-in-law, I'm hurting her feelings. I had to take a look at that. There's some truth to that. And a lot of times when I hurt people, I was hurt myself because people didn't want to be around me. I had to take a look at that. And number three, if I am to change, there must be a desire for change. I must first see a need for change. I must determine, number two, the desired result or what I want change to look like. And number three, I must seek the right agent. Somebody say agent. I must seek the right agent for the desired change. For example, I might need to get the Bible. Number two, I might need to talk to God. Number three, I might need to talk to the Holy Ghost. Number four, I might get some books. Number five, I might need to hear some lecture series on the change that I'm trying to effect, amen. And I might need to hear some teachings as well. I got to get the right agent. I got to get the right agent to get me where I'm trying to go. I might need a mentor. I got to get the right agent. Somebody say right agent. One more thing real quickly, and I'm closing. Yeah. Is this helping anybody? What is this? Number five? Six? If there is to be change, there must be an agent of change, or something or someone has to change us. Did you get that? If there is to be change, there must be an agent of change or something or someone has to change us. If you could do it on your own, you would have already done it. I'm not waiting for God to change me every time I need change. Now I might have to petition him to be the help to make me change. But I've decided I need to change. So now I'm seeking an agent to help me change. Does that make sense to you? I know I need change. Well, the Holy Ghost might have told me I need to change in some area, amen. And if he tell me, I tell him, help me. Since you know, I'll talk smart to him, but since you know, you can help me. And then he'll point me in the right directions. Somebody say amen. So these are some things that we need to think about. We think about our predisposed ways of thinking, and we need to think about change. What change needs to be made in our lives. Change don't mean you're all bad. Change don't mean you're all good. Change just means change just might mean that you need to improve in some areas, or we need to improve in some areas. Dirt can't hide from intensified tide. The new improved tide. Dawn, get the grease out. The new improved dawn. They made it better. They said anyway. Amen. Improved. Tide didn't stop. Dirt didn't stop hiding from intensified tide. Tide just made dirt easier to be found. Amen. It improved it. Does that make sense to you? You might be a good husband, Dave, but maybe you can improve in some areas. You get better. That needs to be just a little change. I think I'm a pretty good husband. I think I am. But my wife often reminds me that I can work on some areas. Amen. Sometimes I'm in a place, and I'm really closing, but this might help somebody. I'm preoccupied with something, and she might ask me something, and I'll yell at her. You do that too? But is it for you? She says to me, I hate when you talk to me like that. I didn't mean to do it, but I did it nonetheless. So now I got to be on my P's and Q's because she hates for me to talk to her like that. And sometimes I can see the hurt when I turn around and look at her, amen. Or she might say, why do you talk to me like that? I don't mean to do it, but I do it nonetheless. So now, Terica, I got to come conscious about not yelling at her. She used to tell me all the time, I'm a tell person. I tell people, so you can tell me. And one day I reminded her that she told me, people change. So I don't want to be told anymore. I want to be asked. Yeah. People change. What I needed 25 years ago from her, I might not need it today. See, my love language might have been to encourage me or build me up. Now, I might not need that no more. I might need physical touch now. It changed. I changed. Sometimes now I need to know I did a good job. I used to say, you remember, sweetheart, and I know I'm over my time. I used to never ask you about my clothes or my clothing, what I wear with this, what I wear with that. Now, just about every time I pick up something, I say, baby, do this go with that? I need help in that area now. Because I might put on some gold with some pink or something. And that'll be all jacked up. But I need help with that. Things, situations change. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I need to keep myself in a frame of mind while I hear work when change needs to be made. I try very hard not to yell at her. I still mess up sometimes, don't I? I said, baby, please forgive me. I'm working on it. Because I am working on it. Somebody say amen. So we all have room for improvement. I know how good you look, but a little makeup might help. I know you're fine, but a little edge up might help, brother. We can always improve. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you're so good. You are so good. And you love us so much. Till you'll try to help us to get to the place in life where you desire us to be, even if that means to change the way that we think. Your word is liberating. Your word builds us up. And we thank you for all the building, all the liberating, and everything else that it does in our lives. Father, we honor you. We trust you. We thank you. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name, and all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Perhaps you're listening. I forgot to say good morning. Good morning, friendship. Good morning, all of our social media friends. Good morning to everybody who's joining us by way of teleconference. I'm so glad you came to share with us today. Somebody say amen. Now, since you're listening, if there's someone out there that needs to be saved, the opportunity for salvation is at hand. Amen. You can do it two or three ways. You can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And guess what? The scripture says that you shall be saved. Amen. Or you can ask the Lord to come into your life verbally. Say, Lord, come into my life, change me, or come into my life, do what you do in it. Somebody say amen. Or you pray a prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save me, forgive me of my sins, be my Savior, be my Lord. And you can back that up with a prayer of thanksgiving because you believe by faith he's come in. Thank you for coming into my heart. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Just keep on living. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. If you prayed the prayer, ask him to come in or made the confession, if you believe any of them by faith or all of them by faith, he's come in and he's going to do a work in us that only he can do. Somebody say amen. Number two, if you're listening to us or watching us or doing both and you desire to sow into this ministry, I encourage you to do so. Somebody say amen. This is good ground. Somebody say amen. There are at least five ways that you can, or five platforms that you can use to give to this ministry. Somebody say amen. There's Givelify. Friendship CCM is what you look for when you go to Givelify. Amen. That's Cash App. This is the address for our Cash App application, or Cash App, or this is our Cash App address. It's $Friendship. Friendship begins with a capital F, Friendship, CCM, Friendship, CCM. You can give by way of PayPal. You can go to our website at www.friendshipccm.org. You can click on the giving promptings and follow the promptings until you get to PayPal, and then you can give. Somebody say amen. You can give by way of bank bill pay. That is, you can give through online banking. Somebody say amen. And number five, you can give by way of the United States Postal Service. You can mail monies to us at 1238 Center Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Again, that's 1238 Center Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Amen. Somebody say amen. Our children's church ministry began at 11:30 a.m. We do children's church ministry by way of Zoom. The Zoom address is 832-3475-6582. Again, that's 832-3475-6582. And the password is 680-632. Again, that's 680-632. Our children's church ministry staff is waiting for the children to join them so that they can be taught on their level. Somebody say amen. On Wednesday nights at 6:45 p.m., we have Bible study. Somebody say Bible study. And we're really studying the Bible. Say amen. Our Zoom address is, we do it by way of Facebook Live, Zoom, and what's the other one we do? Teleconferencing. Somebody say amen. Our Zoom address is 825-199-7060. Again, that's 825-199-7060. And the password is it's FCCM, all lowercase letters, 1238. Again, that's FCCM, all lowercase letters, 1238. And our teleconferencing number is 1-800-697-4304. Again, that's 1-800-697-4304. And the access code is 205-261-4921. 205-261-4921. I need everybody to stay tuned. We will be announcing when we're going to open the sanctuary back up for all the membership to be with us on Sunday. Amen. And I bless God if you still want to join by way of Facebook Live and the other avenues that you have or that we have available to join us each Sunday by, you can. But we want to open the sanctuary back up so that everybody that wants to fellowship with us in person can come in. Amen. The vaccination is being spread out throughout the United States on a rapid basis. We're believing that by June that there will be enough people vaccinated that we can come together in fellowship without the fear of anybody catching COVID. We will still practice our probably masking and probably still practice social distancing for a while. Amen. But we will be opening the sanctuary up, and I'll let you know the date after I get with leadership and we discuss what date we believe is feasible to open the sanctuary back up. Amen. Until next week, we thank you all for joining us. We ask you to join us again, same places. And until we meet again, we ask God's blessings upon you. We ask him to keep you. We ask him to protect you. We ask you to bless. We ask him to bless you in your going out and coming in. And we ask you to be safe and practice safety every day. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.